All right, Casey Phillips here. I was about to interview Davin Joseph, and then someone decided that they were going to just be really helpful and take over my role for the day. Mr. Barksdale, step on up. Our next interview extraordinaire. Here you are. The mic is yours.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Joe Barksdale reporting to you live from RBN. You know, they always say there's a silver lining to every cloud, and this Rams silver lining for the offensive line is Davin Joseph. Davin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good today, John.
That's fantastic.
Okay.
So, you know, let's start with the, you know what? Let me softball one in there for you. You know, you've been looking good during our preseason in camp. You look good out there. You know, a lot of the younger guys, you know, look up to you as a solid, you know, veteran starter on the offensive line right now. And, you know, just can you tell us kind of, you know, the approach that you take going into camps and things like that since you've had a couple?
You know, just working hard. But, you know, feeding off the energy of the guys. You know, I have a lot of energy in the room between, of course, Joe Barksdale. We all know that. You know, you got Scott Wells and Jake. You know, we all know about those guys. But, you know, just the young energy. We got some guys in there that can really play some ball, and it's been competitive.
Okay. Now, our next question, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people are wondering this. You know, just tell us about the transition. You know, coming into a new team, you know, meeting new guys, getting into the playbook, and then, you know, before you know it, you're out there on the field, you know, for preseason week one.
You know, it's really earning the respect of the guys. You know, you really got to earn their respect and their trust, and that's really by doing what you're doing. You know, having the right attitude at work every day, and really just having positive energy. And so that's been my goal coming in since OTAs, and, you know, so far so good.
Okay. Now, if you have been living under a rock or you, you know, don't watch ESPN, you wouldn't know. But, you know, Sam Bradford looks like, you know, he's gone down, you know, took an unfortunate snake bite in the last game. And, you know, just tell us your thoughts on that. How's the team responding to it?
I think really, yeah, we got to use it as motivation. You know, you really have to, you know, you really hate to see what happened to Sam, you know, but the cruel reality is that it's a part of our game. And so, next man up, and, you know, just so happened we have a hell of a backup quarterback that's going to step in, is going to do great for us. And so, it's just our job as a team to make him look great and to make him the guy.
Okay. Last but not least, you've been on this offensive line. You've played offensive line probably, you know, for the longest time out of a lot of guys in that room.
Yeah.
What is one thing that you guys want to focus on? Well, what are two things that you want to focus on? Let's say one thing in the run game, one thing in the pass game that you want to focus on tightening up before the season starts.
I think right now with pass pro, we're all focusing on just being more consistent, you know, firmness of the pocket. That's been our emphasis since OTAs. And when, in the run game, it's just kind of knowing what to do and finishing.
Okay. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's been RBN. I'm Joe Barksdale. That was Davin Joseph. Davin, thanks for having you.
Thank you, sir.
You look good.